Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory be unto the Most High God. We worship Him and magnify His name, for truly He is worthy of the praise and worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor. We praise God, hallelujah. What would you do if He walked into the room? Praise God. We're going to play that shortly. This is a blessed song, praise God, the Elevation. Praise God. We want to welcome you to join in with us tonight to hear a word from the Lord. Praise God through our servant, none other than Apostle Mary Burden. We thank God, glory to God, for all that He's done and doing. And without further ado, I'm going to play this selection while we're waiting on the others to come online. Praise God. Of course, you know, we got to have commercials. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. The King is in the room. What would you do? Praise you, Jesus.
It won't be long, we will be holding, and every tear you wipe away, we'll be at home. The war will be over, soon we will meet our Savior.
Thank you. Jesus. I love it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Give it a couple more minutes for the others to come on.
What would you do?
Yes, this is it.
If he walked into
my God, what would you do?
What would you do? If he walked into the room, what would you say? If he walked into the room, how would you breathe? If he walked into the room,
if Jesus walked into the room, what would you say? If he walked into the room, what would he do? Oh. Thank you. Glory to God. He is here right now. He's in the room. Jesus is in the room. What would you do if he walked into your room? Yes, hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, my God, I bless you. He's our champion. He's our king. Praise your name, Jesus. We glorify you, magnify you. What would you do if the king walked into your room? Praise the Lord. Amen. The presence of the Lord at rich and make it no sorrow. Praise the Lord. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That we acknowledge and exalt you, O Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you that you are very present help in a time of trouble. You are our refuge. We thank you, Lord God, as we bow before you. We come up, glory to God, before the throne of grace to obtain mercy. We thank you even for this hour, this time, this moment that you've given us to worship you, to magnify you, to uplift your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, even for the word that's coming out of the vessel that you have created for such a time as this. We bless Apostle Mary Burton. We pray, God, for all the prayer warriors and all the listeners. We pray, glory to God, for our family, loved ones. We thank you even for the food, the clothes, the shelter. Hallelujah. Even the necessary essentials that we have to have for daily basis. God, we glorify you. Help us to never take nothing for granted. Help us to always have an attitude of gratitude. What would you do if he came into the room, just in your presence, just magnifying him, just exalting, would you bow, would you shout, would you pray? What would you do? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Counselor, the Prince of Peace, our Savior. Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are our healer and our deliverer, and we thank you for this message that will be delivered unto us this night. Praise God. Without further ado, we're going to have our scripture reading, and we're going to release ourselves, glory to God. We're going to relinquish our standing, allow this woman of God momentarily, glory to God, to bring us this message that's burning in her spirit that God has given unto her for to be released unto the house of God. Praise God for the believers and for their ears to be open. And for those that don't know you in the partner says, we pray that the word will penetrate the heart so deeply, then take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, that the word will be some doomous powers like nitroglycerin and just blow up everything that's not like God that will be hindering you and give you a mindset to release yourself over to the hand of God to let him be your Savior and Lord, not the Christ of the crisis. Praise the Lord. We bless you and honor you. Bind up Satan and all any interferences that may try to come through the devices or any other interference. We take authority over it now in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you as you've orchestrated this day and this time for us. We want to submit ourselves to thy will, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless this, your servant, as you get ready to come forward. Psalms 23, very familiar scripture, says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise the Lord. We give thanks unto the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. We praise God, and I bless God for the song. I hope you all will find out later. Were you able to hear it clearly? Try to pray it off the phone, but glory to God. What would you do if you walked in the room and said, he is here? Oh, my God, the King of Kings, he's here. Praise the Lord. We are going to experience some of his presence. Glory to God through this woman of God, anointed vessel out of Columbia, South Carolina. Bless the Lord. Some of you have heard her before, and some, glory to God, here maybe for the first time that are guests. She definitely is a vessel that God has called and appointed and anointed for such a time as this to do a work for the kingdom of God. And we are thanking him, glory to God, for her as she is the pastor over New Hope Deliverance Center in Columbia. Praise God. She's married. She's got children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. She's a vessel, glory to God, that is called and out, glory to God, to do a work for the kingdom. And she is true to the kingdom. She preaches, teaches, and also, glory to God, God blesses her to reach out. And it's beyond the borders of just New Hope. God, the Lord bless her to be available for service, for pastors, for anybody. Glory to God. And children she loves, and Lord bless her to be able to raise up vessels that are in the house at a young age and now outside that evangelizing and ministering and whatever. We bless God for her. Glory to God, with a heart really of generosity. She is really serious about the kingdom of God and a no-nonsense preacher too. She may have a little humor with her sometimes once in a while, but she is serious about when it comes to the kingdom of God. She don't play with that, and she is one of these women that you definitely, definitely want to be able to connect with in the spirit because she helped, glory to God, push you forward. And that's what I love about just watching her over the years, where she try to pull out the best in people and she always try to pull out, glory to God, ministry in them and try to get them connected. Her heart is after people connecting with the Lord and learning what his word is and walking in obedience to his word. So I love that about her. She always trying to pull out, glory to God, whatever your potential is. It's about God reveals things to her. She just, glory to God, try to get you to realize what God has for you and glory to God to go forward and try to obtain all that God has for his ministry because all these other things will follow, as the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. So I thank God for Pastor Mary Burton and known her, glory to God, and grown with her through the years, through ministry. For now, it's probably about 41 years, probably going into, it's going into 41 years. But we bless the Lord for the time that we've known each other. And it was in ministry when we met. Praise God. In Fort Stewart, Georgia. But I praise God for her. Praise God. If she would be saying right now, that's enough. But I thank God that she's blood washed. Glory to God, saved, sanctified, and is filled with the Spirit of the Lord. We praise God. Glory to God for her. And we're going to bring her on that she may be able to speak and teach the word of God, a woman of intelligence, and I bless God for it. This time, receive none other than Apostle Mary Burton out of Columbia, South Carolina. Amen. Her overseer is Pastor Sutton, Bishop Sutton, glory to God, in Swansea, and First Lady Sutton out of Swansea, South Carolina. Praise God for them. Amen. Pastor, did I open your line right? Are you there, Apostle? Maybe, you know what? Start again, Pastor, because it looks like the line was open, but it wasn't. So now I got you on speaker, so you have to start again if you did say something. Are you there now? Is my phone not working right here? Okay. You all, wait a minute. We got to start again and try this. One of the calls dropped, so. Let me try her number again. Okay, Pastor, we already said it's not going to be any problems with the system. Let's make sure I'm not making an error. Now, the number that I clicked is supposed to be your number. Oh, it fell off. Must have got to wait for you to dial back. In the meantime, while we're waiting for Pastor to dial back in, praise God, and I don't know whether she might come on her cell or what. But the enemy is a liar. I see a number dropped, 0987, and that's supposed to be her number. So we're going to try this again. Let me check and see if it came back up. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. We're going to hear this word tonight, no matter what this enemy say. Praise God. Let me try and see if it's on her cell. Apostle, are you there? Apostle Burton, are you there? Okay, let's see what this is her. Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Praising. I'm trying to call in on my cell. I don't know what happened. I had my regular phone.
Yes, ma'am.
And everything is like the Wi-Fi went out somewhere. So I'm going to call in on my cell phone.
Okay, then, Pastor. All right, then.
All right.
God bless. You all be praying because the enemy is busy. But we know that glory to God, God's going to work this out. And if I have to, we'll put her back on the on that phone right there, on my phone, and you'll still be able to hear her. So we're going to go back again for the cell phone. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We welcome you, Lord. In your presence is fullness of joy. Apostle, are you there? Apostle Burton. Okay. You all be praying because we are going to hear this word. You know, when the enemy stops fighting, we know, glory to God, God's getting ready to move in a mighty way. Praise
Amen.
God. Okay, so I don't see her on that. I'm going to tell her to call back on my line. Okay, I think this is her. Hallelujah.
I'm on.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Let the Lord use you, because we know the enemy's mad, but we're glad to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We're going to worship him. Amen.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm thankful to be on tonight. I give God the glory and the honor and the praise, and we're going to try to go through what the Lord is saying and pray, God, that it'll be a blessing to your spirit. We want you to turn tonight in your Bibles to Philippians, the 3rd chapter. I was planning on speaking on one of these lesson words that I had been preaching, and as I was sitting there, God just gave me something else, so I'm going to do what he says.
Amen.
And not what I want. Amen. Philippians, the 3rd chapter, dealing with Paul. Amen. I'm going to read it right quick, and I'm going to start at the 8th verse, 3 and 8. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Oh, Lord. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. Lord, faith in Christ. Okay, my Bible going. Oh, help, Lord. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of it. But one, brothers and sisters, took hold, oh Lord, y'all forgive me, of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Amen. I thank God for the reading of his word. And what the Lord dropped in my spirit was keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize. Paul gave up everything And sometimes we don't want to give up nothing for Christ. But Paul gave up everything to follow Christ. He said, you know, I haven't attained yet. I want to know Christ more and more and more. So what I got to do, I got to give up some stuff just to know him, just to be in his presence, just to know him in his resurrection power. How many of us really want to know Christ? We think we know the Lord, but until we get to a point that we're ready to give up everything and look to the Lord from without cometh our help, we're not ready for Christ yet. Paul was saying, I give up everything, garbage. And now Paul was a smart man. He was educated, and some of us got an education, and we think we got it all together. But when you come into Christ, you got to give up everything that's not like him and give up everything that's trying to take his place in you. And it say, and he be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. If you don't have faith, the Bible says you must have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. Some of us, when we go through things, we act like we don't know the Lord at all. You don't have faith as a grain of a mustard seed that God can bring you through. And said the righteousness that come from God on the basis of faith, the only way you're going to walk a righteous life is in Christ, is you're going to have to walk in faith. And he said, I want to know Christ. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation. Do we really want to know him? Do we really want to walk with him? Do we really want to talk like him? Do we really want to have access to the power and the knowledge that he has, that Jesus Christ has? But we are going to have to make it a sacrifice. We as Christians don't want to sacrifice for the things of God. But we got to sacrifice. You got to sacrifice going to work all the time. You got to sacrifice your family sometime to do what the Lord is telling you to do. Amen. And we're going to get to the point after a while. But we got, in order to get to where Paul was at going, you got to remember that you got to know him. You want to know him. And say, so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead, not that I already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal. I have not gotten there yet. Now, this is Paul talking. And look at us. Sometimes we think we have arrived and we have not gotten there yet. Amen. We working towards it, but we have not gotten there yet. So we got to keep on going. But as you keep on going, you got to keep your focus. You got to keep your eyes on the prize, because if you take your eyes off the prize, you're going to lose some ground. Even as a runner running a race, first of all, they got to train good, and when they get out there to race, they have got to have their focus, their eyes on the finish line. And too many of us don't have our eyes on the finish line. We got our eyes on the job. We got our eyes on the new car. We got our eyes on the new house. We got our eyes everywhere except for on Christ or in Christ. Amen. So he said, not that I have obtained. I don't know it all. I don't say I know it all. But one thing I do know, I got a goal. And when you got a goal, when you're running a race, your goal is to get to the finish line. Because if I can get to the finish line, I'll be all right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So here's Paul saying, I haven't got there yet, but I'm pressing. He said, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of it and of me. And he said, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do know, I haven't taken hold of everything in Christ yet, but one thing I do know, I'm pressing. How many of us are really pressing? And when you start pressing, you got to get some self-discipline. Because if you start pressing you and don't go all the way, you're going to stop along the way. And one thing we got to do, we must die to our sin. If we want to walk in the newness of life, we got to die. If you're going to press towards the mark, if you're going to keep your eyes on the prize, you got to stop sinning. Paul wanted to know Christ in the power of his resurrection and his suffering. Now, in order to get to the Lord, we got to suffer. He said, if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. Everybody wants to reign with the Lord, but nobody wants to suffer. But this is a suffering way. We are going to go through some things, and in the midst of our going through, we got to look into the hills of Shandor or Messiah, from whence cometh our help, knowing that all our help come from the Lord. So if we keep our eyes lifted up, if we keep looking, we're going to get there in due season. Paul wanted to know Christ, and we need to want to know Christ. And then he said, if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. How many of us want to reign with Christ, but we don't want to do any suffering? Paul said his goal was to know Christ and to be like Christ and to be all that the Lord had in mind. Everything. We need to, if we're going to keep our eyes on the prize, you need to know that, Lord, I want to do everything that you have in mind, not what I have in mind, because a lot of things we have in our mind what we want to do for the Lord, but what is your goal in the Lord? What does the Lord say? He said, I know the plans I have for you. The Lord said, I know the plans I have for you, and they're plans of good and not evil, and to give you an expected end. So our goal ought to be whatever he is saying to us, however we got to run this race, we got to run and keep our eyes on the Lord. And I looked up the word know, and it said to have a developed relationship through meeting and spending time with a person. You got to spend some time with the Lord. In order to keep your eyes on him, you got to spend some time. When you on the running a race, you looking towards the goal line. You looking towards the finish line. You are not looking to your left. You're not looking to your right. You're not looking to see who beside you right there. You are looking to finish your race. And we have to learn that I've got my own race to run, and I'm not going to let anybody or anything get in my way. Don't let anyone or anything take your eyes off of your goal. You got your own goal to run. You got your own race to run. Knowing, and that is to knowing Christ. We want to know Christ. We want to run with Christ. We want to keep our eyes on the Lord. Amen. Bless him. We are in a race, just like a natural race. The athletes are running. And your goal in it to finish the race. Your goal is to finish the race that is set before you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The good thing about this race is everyone can win. When you're in a race, in the natural, one person is going to get the cup or the trophy. But in this race with the Lord, everybody can win. But everybody got to keep their eyes on the Lord. Amen. When you are not first, it'll be all right. You don't have to be first and you don't have to be second. You just have to stay in the race. That's all you have to do, and keep your eyes on the Lord. And don't give up. Don't fall by the wayside. A lot of times we're in a race and we start falling away. When persecution comes, we start falling away. When tribulation comes, we stop in the race. I can't do it no more. I can't take no more. But we got to learn that the race is not given to the swift nor the strong. But he that endured for the end, and that time and chance is for everybody. Praise the Lord. So when your persecution come, keep your eyes on the Lord. When tribulation come, keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't take your eyes off the prize. Thank you, Lord. Peter took his eyes off the prize. when Jesus told him to come and he said, "Walk on, you can walk on the water." Peter was fine until he took his eyes off of Jesus. And when he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. Glory to God. Don't take your eyes off of Jesus and sink. Amen. Don't take your eyes off of Jesus and start going in a different direction. But keep your eyes on Jesus, and God is going to get you to the finish line. Amen. Paul is saying here, I don't know everything, like I said, but one thing I do know, I know this. I'm forgetting all those things that are behind me. I'm looking forward to something else. I'm straining towards the finish line. Hallelujah. I'm straining for what is ahead of me. I ain't looking back. Too many Christians are looking back. Looking back at what they went through, how bad it was, nobody knows. So they can't look to the Lord to stay in the race, because if you keep looking back, one thing I found out, if you keep looking back, you lose ground. Amen. And we don't need to lose ground. We need to press forward. We need to press like never before. We are in a time now that we got to press. When we don't feel like it, press. When you feel like it, press. When everything looks like it's going wrong, keep on pressing. Keep on pressing. He said, forget your past. Now, Paul's past was he persecuted the church. He held the coat of the people while Stephen was stoned. But in all of that, knowing that Jesus has forgiven you, he opened his eyes and said, I'm pressing towards the mouth. I'm not going back. I'm not looking back. I'm going to press on because I want to know Jesus. I want to know him in his resurrection power. I want to know him. I want to be there with him when it's time. So you got to keep straining. You got to keep going. Don't let nothing stop you. He said, I press forward for the goal to win the prize for which God got a prize for us. And that's eternal life. Amen. That's why I'm saying it's so good that we don't have to run and try to beat one another. All we need to do is stay in the race and keep our focus, keep our eyes on the Lord. Amen. And I preached the message, and the message said, In 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, whereas Jehoshaphat knew that the people was coming against him, and he didn't know what to do. The Moabites and the Midianites, they all was coming against him, and he looked up to the Lord. We got to look unto the Lord, from whence cometh our help, because we know all our help come from the Lord. So we got to keep looking. Amen. But anyway, in the story, in 2 Chronicles 20 and 1 through 14, it says the Moabites and the Ammonites, all of them wanted to come and war against Jehoshaphat. And in that, it says he prayed, Lord, the God of our ancestors, and you not, forgive me, I'm trying to read. He prayed, Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdom of the nations. Power and might are in your hands, and none can withstand you. We don't know what to do. But this is what I like the most about all of that. In 14, he said, but our eyes are on you. We're going through the people coming to war against us. We don't know what to do because we can't win this race like this. We can't win this fight. But now our eyes are on you. We got to have our eyes on the Lord, because if we take our eyes off the Lord, we're going to start losing in the race. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, forgetting those things that's behind, I'm pressing now. There's a song that I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still pressing on, homeward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. We need to ask the Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, I'm looking up. New heights I'm gaining because I got my eyes on you. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 12:2 says, let us throw away everything off that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance, which is patience, the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Amen. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfection of our faith. And in the King James say, forgetting those things that are behind. Amen. And the sin, lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily beset you, and let us run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. So we got to keep looking to him. We got to keep running this race. When you don't feel like it, keep on running. When you feel like you're about to give up, keep on pressing. When you feel like, Lord, I can't make it, hold fast to your faith in Jesus' name and watch God bring you through in the name of Jesus. Winning a race requires purpose and discipline. We as Christians got to get disciplined and know that we got a purpose. We got to have a purpose for what you're doing. Christian life is hard work. No, don't let nobody tell you it's easy, because it's hard work. But guess what? We can make it. We got to learn to deny ourselves and take up our cross and keep following him. Amen. We are running towards our heavenly bound goal, not just an earthly goal. There's people down here running for the earthly goals and running for a gold medal, but we run into an earthly goal, and we need to be disciplined in prayer, disciplined in Bible study, and worship. And equip us to run with vigor and stamina. You need some rigor, some stamina, and you need rigor in your life. But you got to train. Amen. And you got to train diligently. You just can't go out there and mess around and jogging around. But we have to train and look to the Lord. Train for your spiritual progress. Because it depends upon it. Amen. But you got to keep your eyes on the Lord and watch God move. Paul was ready. Paul said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling, not just any calling, but the high calling in Christ Jesus. In order to press, I got to keep looking up. I got to keep looking to the hills from whence cometh my help, knowing that all my help come from the Lord. I got to keep my eyes focused. I got to know that Jesus Christ is the answer to everything. I got to know that I've got to run this race with patience and keep looking to Jesus. Because if I don't look to Jesus, if I don't keep looking, I'm going to mess up. I'm going to get stagnant in the race. And Christians today, we do not need to get stagnant in the race. We need to run as never before. Because the time is winding up. And if we don't run, and the thing about it, you don't have to run in no race where you trying to outbeat nobody. You just take your time. Do what the Lord say. Run your race with patience. Run at a pace that the Lord put you to run. Don't try to outdo anybody else. Just run. And just keep your eyes on the Lord. If you keep your eyes on the Lord, you won't go down. If you keep your eyes on the Lord, even as 2 Chronicles said, he said, our eyes are upon you. When you're going through your trials and your trouble, make you sure your eyes is on the Lord. My eyes is on you. I'm going to see what you're going to do. I'm going to look to you. I'm going to hold fast in Jesus' name and have self-discipline. Watch God move. when you hold fast, when you keep your eyes on the prize. There's a prize that we want to win. There's a prize that we want to get to. Amen. And we got to do like Paul. We got to go through. We got to suffer some, but it'll be all right. Thank you, Lord. Paul had reason to forget what was behind. I mentioned that, all the things that he had done. He had reason. We have done some things too, but guess what? You ask the Lord for forgiveness and keep on looking up. Realize you've been forgiven and then move on. I thought about this song as I was writing, and it was talking about, the song is by Jonathan McReynolds, and it said, moving on. Moving on. And it says, the song says like this. I'm moving on. I'm closing chapters and I'm turning pages. Amen. It's time for us to close some chapters of our lives. It's time for us to turn some pages of our lives and move forward in as never before. Move forward praying, move forward fasting, move in the position and forget about what's in the past. And then the song says like this, my real view can't compare to what God will do with my life. You need to press towards the Lord so you can see all that he wants to do in your life. Amen. See what he wants to finish in you. So today, tonight, as I speak and pray God for all the stumbling because my glasses or whatever, I don't know, but seemed like I couldn't see the writing. But in the meantime, we need to keep our eyes on the Lord. We need to look up when you're going through, look up. Song said, look up and live by faith. Paul was walking by faith. Amen. So we as Christians, we got to continue to walk by faith, run this race by faith. No matter how hard it seems, keep running by faith. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen. He's going to do it. We're going to make it. But we got to keep our eyes on the prize. Amen. 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 I'm through. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm waiting for some more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Keep your eyes on the prize. I praise God for a mighty word tonight. I know we have glory to God. Oh, my God, if anybody like me, when you love the word like this and how God is moving, you'd be on the edge waiting for some more, because truly, even though it was hot off the press that God blessed and gave to what was needed for tonight, it was powerful. Praise the Lord, Pastor. Even though the little, like I said, the other little hindrances, the enemy wasn't able to stop what God has said. Praise the Lord. There's so many rich nuggets in here, but I know we are going to, while the anointing is flowing, there is any prayer requests, we want to take those out the way and then get to those remarks. Praise the
Amen.
Lord. I'm telling you, that was so filling, and it wasn't even no more than about 30 minutes. Oh, God. Or 35, if that. No, it would have been 40, maybe. But whew, it was good. But anyway, I'm so excited. I forgot. I'm going to ask for prayer because they open one line. Oh, Jesus,
Amen.
I tell you, I praise God for you. We keep our eyes on the prize and know there will be some challenges and some things we may have to go through. Praise God. But that's the main thing, is to stay in focus and letting go and letting God. And not let all these little stumbling blocks get in the way to hinder us. Right now, before we say anything else, I have all lines open for anyone that have a prayer request for the woman of God to minister to. And after that, we will take these remarks. Because truly, I know people's hearts have to be burned. Glory out with the anointing for us to be able to recognize some things that we need to release and let go. And just to get fortified even the more. Any requests? Right
Amen.
Now, we're going to go ahead and take those.
Yes, Pastor. I have a prayer request. This is Sister Brenda. I have a prayer request that I'm asking that Pastor pray for my three sons and for me to continue to stay out of the way and let God do what he has to do with them.
You say three sons, you said?
Well, my two sons and my grandson.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And you said for y'all to stay out of the way. You want do you want to take them all, Pastor, first, and then pray, or you want to pray individually?
I want to take them all at
okay,
one time.
Okay, who's the next one? Who's the next request? Praise God. Well, if there's none other, I'll just ask you to continue to pray for me that I'll stay focused and get the rest that I need to. There's been a lot of requests, glory to God, out for a prayer. We'll be in this evening. That's part of ministry, but sometimes we have to make sure that we stay focused and get these bodies in alignment. My machine been acting up, so I've been missing some sleep. But I praise God, and I want you also to keep Pastor Bird lifted up. This is the day that her daughter, for those that didn't know, I left a message for Mother Willette, but I don't know if she checked it. But anyway, that Pastor Sister Mary, she did go home to glory, so they utilized her today. So keep Pastor Bird lifted up and the family, but a special prayer for Pastor Bird. That was real close to her. I mean, she was real close to her sister and friends. I mean, that was one of her best friends. So, there's some other people that have some going home, just pray for the bereaved. I'll put it that way. All righty. So is anybody else after that? We don't want to hold the line up, and then soon she starts praying, then someone remembers something. So we're giving you another minute to think if you have a prayer request. If not, we want Pastor to go on so we can move forward in the remarks.
Hello? This is Barbara.
Yes. Yes.
I would like to keep my grandson in your prayers, for he has no legal issues, and it's very serious.
Okay, who was on the line? I didn't catch the voice at the time.
Barbara
Davis. You know.
You said his mother Davis?
Barbara Davis.
Barbara Davis, okay. Serious issue with your grandson, okay.
Amen.
Okay. All right, Pastor, we're going to go ahead and Apostle Burton, we're going to put it over in your hands now. That's the last request, evidently.
Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Minister Brenda Jenkins to you today, and we lift up her children, her two sons and a grandson. Father, you know what they need, and we pray right now that you would touch them right now. First of all, we ask that you save them and deliver them from the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray right now that Sister Jenkins will move back out of your way because she's in your way, and let you be Lord of Lords and King of Kings in her life. Lord, we pray right now that you would close her mouth in Jesus' name, that she won't say anything. Sometimes we want to say something and we're not hearing you, that you're saying, hold your peace, God, and let the Lord fight the battle. So we pray for these young men, Lord God, that you will save them. And we pray for Evangelist Brenda in the name of Jesus, that you would touch her and tell her when to speak and when not to speak. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise that even as she obey you, walk in you, and do it your way, she's going to be to see the blessings of the Lord, even in her children, the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and addeth no sorrow. So we thank you, Lord God, for doing it in Jesus' name, even as she walk in obedience to you in Jesus' name. We pray for Pastor Hubbard. Pray, Lord God, that you would give her a sweet sleep. We pray, Lord God, that you would let her rest her body in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we just have to pull back and rest in the Lord in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray for her now. We pray for her body, that you will help her body to continue to be whole in Jesus' name. We speak deliverance. We speak healing to her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We speak, Lord God, that she shall not die but live and continue to give the works of, do the works of the Lord in the name of of Jesus, and everything that the devil meant for evil, oh, Rabbi Sheila La Mosa, we thank you, Lord God, that you're turning it around for good. Even as we speak, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even, Lord, down to the phone calls, we pray right now, God, in Jesus' name, that you would allow the phone calls to stop until she rests her body. We know that you call her for such a time as this, but God, even Jesus, even God, on the seventh day, he rested. So, and he didn't really have to rest, but he rested. He took some time off. Let her take some time off so she can rest her natural body in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory for it right now. And, Lord, we pray for Pastor Bird. Pray for that family, Lord God. I know that you took them through today. I know, Lord God, that you gave them strength in the name of Jesus, because she's looking unto you, who you she knows is the author and the finisher of her faith. So we thank you, Lord God, that you are encouraging her, even as we speak. We thank you, Lord God, that she's being encouraged by you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that you're going to speak in her spirit, even as she lay down and sleep. Hallelujah. And we bless you now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for Sister Barbara Davis. Glory to God. We pray for her grandson. We pray, Lord God, you know what is going on. You know better than anybody. And we pray, Lord God, that you would release him in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that Barbara will not worry, but and she will not fret, but that she will look to you. Hallelujah. She'll look to you and call on you in the name of Jesus, because you are a present help in the time of trouble. And this is trouble in the land, but our eyes are on you. Let the people know, Lord, my eyes is on you in spite of. God, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to fret. I'm not going to lose any sleep, but I'm going to let the peace of God rule in my heart in the name of Jesus. Father, we understand it when it's our children and our grandchildren, but we got to place them in your hands. We got to trust you. The word of God said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. We thank you. Even as you are hearing from the Lord, Barbara, God is going to direct your path on what to do. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We pray right now, Lord God, that she will hear you and be obedient to you no matter what. And we thank you, Lord God, for bringing that young man out. I don't care how serious it is. You can do it. Amen. You said in your word, behold, I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Lord, there is nothing too hard for you to do. Amen. We just need to turn it over to you. We just need to look to you. We just need to say, Lord, our eyes are on you. Just as Jehoshaphat said, when trouble was all around him, he couldn't see his way out. He said, our eyes are on you, because he knew that God was a God of all the nations. God is the God with all the power. He's got all power in his hand. We got to trust him. We got to think on him. We got to hear what he's saying and do what he say in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you now. We give you honor and praise. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Glory be unto the mighty.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you,
praise
Lord.
And magnify your name.
Awesome
Lord. There is none like you. You deserve all the praise and
Lord.
All the glory and all the honor. In the name of Jesus, we worship you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name. Praise your name.
What would you do with Jesus? Come into the room, praise God, as we listen, glory to God, for that word today about keeping our eyes on the prize. And he said people don't want to give up anything. And he said Paul gave up everything and so forth like this, and even counted done his education and everything else. How about us, glory to God? You caught up in your education, and some people, like you said, think they got it all when they got education and think they're above people and all. But so many things that you said, praise God, how about really we need to develop that that relationship with the Lord, praise God, and
yes,
and come to really know him and running this race that was so beautiful, how you put, when you're talking about this race and keeping our eyes on the Lord and the examples that you gave, and praise God, we got to run what I like, and I know it's much more I can say, but running the race and keeping your eyes fixed on the prize, what's before you, not looking back behind you or on the side of you, because you say you lose ground when you do, and it is true.
Yes,
and we can't afford to be looking in the rearview mirror. And what about this? Because even if you're driving or whatever, you spend too much time in the rearview mirror, you're going to crash. You're going to end up somewhere
else.
I'm leaving out the path. But I praise God, Pastor. You have been used by God, blessed in such a mighty way. Praise God. And even when you talked about Jehoshaphat and he went and sought the Lord and how he said, we're going to put our eyes on you. You know, all the trouble that was going on around him, they know in the battle they couldn't do it, couldn't handle it. But they know the God that can take care of it. So I praise God.
Amen.
And bless the Lord. We got to lay aside the weights and the sins. Sometimes weights can be people. Sometimes can be our own self. But whatever. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. So I'm putting mine in already. I got more, but I ain't going to do it. Amen. We got the line open for anyone that would like to give remarks of this powerful word that God has given through the vessel tonight. Because truly, he came through and blessed all of us. No matter what, not got to do with no title. It got to do with your relationship, because that word found a place in everybody. And it will be for anybody else that hear it. You're going to find something in there powerful that God is saying, how we need to line up or rekindle the flame, or sometimes we have to go back and recognize some things over to God that we got to do better or to let go of and stay focused. So praise God, keeping our eyes on the prize, Jesus Christ. And that's our goal. Amen. And, oh, yeah,
amen.
This piece right here, let me say this. You said also through the Spirit of the Lord about this race. In the natural race, it's one to win the prize. But when it comes to Christ Jesus, glory to God, we all win. We all striving, and we're going in at different times, glory to God, when it's time to go home for glory. But making sure you win the race they set before you, praise the Lord, amen. I love it. It's not to the swift nor the strong, but those that endure. Now, that was rich. Praise God. All right, Mother Willette.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give glory, honor, and praise to our Most High God. I thank and praise God for Apostle Burton bringing the word this evening. I appreciate the scriptures she gave because I'm a fan of Paul's, praise God. And he said something so rich and profound when he said, praise God, that I might know Christ, that I might know him. Extremely important, and I appreciate that because Paul was, like you said, very intelligent. He was so many things he had going for him, but he counted it all as dung that he might know Christ, and not just that, and the power of and Christ and his suffering and the power of his resurrection. So it's critical, praise God, and I love that statement because people, they may want to hear about Christ, but as far as having that personal knowledge, Paul is saying, I want to know him, and God, open up. If you want to know who Christ is, you let God know, yes, I want to know Christ, and he wanted to know Christ in his suffering, and Christ suffered, praise God, because he took on our sins. He never sinned, glory be to God. But he took on the sins of the world, and he could rejoice. Paul, Jesus could rejoice because he was looking to where he was, what he was going to do. He was laying his life down so that he could give us a chance, praise God, to be reconciled to God. So I thank and praise God that Paul wanted to know the Lord in a personal way. He really wanted to know him, and that's how we ought to be as children of God. God, not because of what the preachers say, not because of what mama or grandma say, but I want to know you for myself, and nothing else is more important. I don't care what grade level I got to, praise God, how much prestige I may have gathered, how much finances, whatever. Nothing is more important than me getting to know Christ, praise God. And you said, keep your eyes on the goal. Who is that? I want to spend eternity with my Father, glory be to God. Keep your eyes. You got a goal, and if you expect to finish this race of life, you've got to keep the goal and the prize in your view. You can never let go of seeing Christ, praise God. So I thank and praise God. You did an awesome job, Apostle Burton. I appreciate you. God bless you. A seasoned, very seasoned woman of God. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Praise Him.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Burton. I thank God for you. I always love to hear you bring the word.
Thank you.
I know that God used you mighty tonight, baby. He used you because a lot of people need to know faith is what's going to keep you going, baby. Not just running and dodging. And God used you so mighty to let them know, press toward that work, baby. Press. Don't just give up. You forget faith is what will bring us through these things. So I thank God for using you tonight, Pastor Burton. I thank God you had the table spread and clear for good eating.
Bless God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Apostle Burton, I just thank God for the awesome word. I needed a word today, Apostle, so I thank God for you using you tonight, how you gave us divine instruction, how to keep our eyes on the prize, and how the faith is the key. We must have faith that God will bring us through, and we got to keep our focus, our eyes on Christ, and also how we have to get some self-discipline and die to our sins. And then you said that our goal is to know Christ, be like Christ. We have to spend some time with the Lord. Don't let anyone or anything take our eyes off Christ. And then we have to let go of those things that easily beset us and press on to walk the prize that God has for us. So I thank you, Pastor. And then you said, we got to look to the hills from where our help comes from. And we need to deny ourselves and pick up the cross and follow Jesus. And how we have to train ourselves for spiritual progress and keep our eyes on Jesus. It's time to close the chapter in our life and move forward in plain fashion and walking by faith, no matter what or how hard things may look. Keep looking to the hills where all things from. So it's awesome. I thank you, Apostle. I thank you for letting go and let God use.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory.
Thank you. I got an update, though.
Amen. All right. How's it going? Amen. That's
ain't nobody else. If ain't nobody else coming, let me say this last thing. Praise the Lord. I don't like dead space. That's just radio talk. Praise God. You said, lay aside every weight and sin, Hebrews 12:2, that so easily beset you. And praise God, we have to do that. You can't let anything keep you from reaching your goal. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we must, and it ain't somebody else that need to lay aside. These are things that are trying to keep you from reaching your goal. And that's eternity with the Lord. Praise God. And the enemy throws all kind of different situations.
Amen.
It could be your family, your children, your job. It could be whatever it might be. Praise God. You got to be careful because old Slewfoot is out there throwing boomerangs here and boomerangs there trying to keep you from reaching your goal. And you can never lose sight, praise God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You got to keep him affirmed, praise God. And getting to know him, the word of God is how you get to know who Christ is, praise God. And I thank and praise God for that part also, Hebrews 12:2, how there's some things we have to get rid of. And you said stop sinning. Look here, if we are born again, baptized believers of the body of Christ, we have no right allowing sin to rule and reign in our life in the name of Jesus. You have no right to allow that to take place, praise God, because you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. I just want to add that little piece in there. Thank you, Apostle Bernie. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Something going on with Herbert's phone.
I was trying to use up some of that time. Pastor,
amen.
Minister BJ, you still there?
Bless. No, I was just saying, I was talking, but I had myself on mute. I was just saying, the Lord bless.
Oh.
I said, sin will be in the camp and whatever like this, but it shouldn't be, as you said. But that's the purpose of this word. Keep coming so that way the Lord bless and convict hearts that it can be transformed and make up their minds that I'm going to keep my eyes on the prize and I'm going to run this race and I'm going to stop looking back. But I bless the Lord for the word. At this time, we're going to give room now for Pastor to give the remark. Amen. Pastor Burton.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for all the remarks that you all gave. I give God the glory. I was looked like I was stumbling, and I'm like, Lord, please help me to see this word. Amen. But I thank the Lord for what he's saying and what he's doing. And all I can say is just keep looking up. Just keep looking to the hill. Just don't look away, because if we look away too long, I heard a pastor say, if you look in the rearview mirror too long, you'll crash. And that's what the man was saying in the song. My rearview, he ain't looking in his rearview. He's looking forward. And we got to keep looking forward. We got to keep looking up.
Amen.
And keep knowing that we got a prize, and he wants us to have the prize. That's the good thing. He wants us to make it. He's rooting. And the scripture was saying that we got a great cloud of witnesses that have gone on before us. They rooting for us. So let's keep on looking up. Amen. I thank the Lord for the opportunity. I give God all the glory and praise. Amen.
Praise God. It was worth the wait, praise God, even though it was some delays you getting here, you know, trying to take care of some things. Praise God. But I bless the Lord. I'm telling you, this was a powerful word, and that's why the enemy caught us at the last minute trying to pull something with the lines were dropped, because he thought we weren't going to hear this word. And so we can overlook that little bit of interference he called us after, when he could not stop that word flowing out of you no matter what, you know. So that's the main thing. We heard the word. So that little
amen.
Other stuff on the outside don't even matter. We thank God, glory to God, for you and how the Lord blessing you. My heart is really, really blessed. I'm going to be playing that back tonight. Praise God. I'll try to write as much as I can, but everybody had something to plug in that just pulled all of what you said together that lets you know that we really did hear the Lord. It really did get in that spirit. Now we just got to make sure it's taking root and get so we can stand stronger and go where they got to go to the next level in him. But I bless the Lord
amen.
For you tonight. We're going to definitely let you do the benediction. We have our announcer who will be God, I ask you to bless the woman of God, too. Keep her covered under the blood. Thank you for the powerful word that you brought. Thank you, Lord God, that you bless, and anything that you plan and you ordain that you will bring forth, God, no matter what the hindrances try to be, God. We're overcomers triumphant in you. Pray the anointing continue to flow out of her. Keep her body healed and whole. Bless her family. Keep all of them covered and keep us covered, too, as well. And we thank you. We bind him up and loose him from his assignment and send him back to the dry place once he came. We loose God's anointing for his will to be done and him to continue to bless and cover us under his blood in Jesus' name. But our next meeting will be, we have the second and fourth Sunday, but as I've been announcing, we're going to have service all month this week because it was a word that we were supposed to do about a month ago with a word that God gave me for Prophetess Benjamin and myself was supposed to bring it forth, but the way the schedule, we're trying to keep it back to back, and it would have been every other. So we're doing it this month. So it's the next Sunday will be Prophetess DJ. Glory, help me, Jesus. DJ Hubbard will be speaking next Sunday, and then the next Sunday after that, the fourth Sunday, will be the second part for the meeting with Benjamin. So it's a two-part meeting. And so, and on the who is it now that's supposed to do the second Sunday, the third Sunday? Mother, who is it? Somebody on this Monday is supposed to speak. That slipped my mind. prayerfully they remember who they are. Lord bless us. Amen. Call tomorrow. But in the meantime, we thank God for all that you all, and first Sunday of November should be Pastor Sandra Wise, prophetess. Bless the Lord. In the meantime, we thank God for you again and all that was on the line and all the prayers and whatever that's gone for the meetings, for the, all the sisters and ones that are going through, and everybody help us to keep these prayers going forth for those things that we have been praying for, and even the ones that are going to be added to the list, those that would like to join us on Monday night at 7 o'clock, same number. God bless. At this time, we're going to turn it over to none other than Apostle Burton to do our benediction.
Father, as we leave this airline, help us not to leave your presence. We pray that everybody will have sweet sleep tonight in Jesus' name. And when we wake up, we're going to wake up with a praise in our hearts and a praise on our lips. We give you glory and we give you praise. Thank you for this mighty woman of God. We thank you, Lord God, for using her for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And I thank God for everybody. God bless all of y'all.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Shalom, shalom. We bless God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Until you seek out the face of the Lord. We love you. Shalom.
Love you.
Love you. Thank you again, Pastor. Before we get to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name.